Hey, thanks for calling Realtor's Choice. This is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. Happy Thursday.
Hey, yeah, you too.
So yeah. There was an appointment set for me to contact you and go over options available for you with Google Guarantee.
Uh-huh.
Is this a good time for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
thank
cool.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. No worries. I just want to make sure before we get going that...
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, I'm paying. One
That's okay. Go ahead and take care of what's in front of you.
All right, I'm all yours.
Okay, yay. What do you know so far about Google Guaranteed?
I see it on Google. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard some podcasts that mention it.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it's better than pay per click.
Mm-hmm.
More cost efficient at least.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's really about all I know. But of course, I see it on Google.
See it on
and
Google. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, awesome. I always like to gauge kind of like where you guys are at because, you know, some people know a lot, some people know a little, some people know nothing. So
yeah.
I just like to kind of gauge where you're at. So I'm going to start pretty much from the top because you have seen it on Google. You do know that it's there. You've heard about it on some podcasts. So that's good. You could see some value in it, but I want to build the program up to you so you have a strong understanding and we can get you going for it.
Yeah, and really, just side note real quick, another reason is I just have a Google that is not performing. I set it up, you know, a few years ago, didn't know anything about nothing, and I got flagged a couple times, it got suspended, and I don't do anything like intentionally. I don't know if I tagged stuff wrong, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like it's just not performing, so I was like, I have to. But I had
make
like 80
changes.
Something five star reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So I've
mm-hmm.
got to get people, you know, at least
looking at
my
it.
Way and,
gotcha.
And Google Guarantee. I see people.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a great way to look at it. I mean, 83 five star reviews, you can't beat that with a stick, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, your lowest rating was 2 years ago. You had a one-star rating. And
yeah, my worst nightmare.
Yeah, well, obviously, any business owner's worst nightmare, to be honest with you, Kyle. And let's be real. Like, we can't please everybody all the time. I have a side business, too. You know, even in this business,
nice.
Selling for Local Splash, you know what I mean? Like, you can't please
mm-hmm.
everybody all the time. You're going to get folks
yeah.
that are just unagreeable. And it doesn't have to be anybody's fault. It just wasn't a good fit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
if you had five or six of them, okay, now we need to look. It may not be the best fit. We have one from a guy
yeah.
or gal 2 years ago. Like, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, it's no biggie. Yeah. Like, you still have a five-star rating. So that's beautiful. And what I want to tell you is an underperforming Google business profile that has the attention that yours has. Like, you've been with us for 6 months. We've given it attention. This is going to be the perfect move for you because it's going to take those 83 five-star reviews and it's going to brand them in that sponsored Google Guaranteed section and build you an additional profile. It's going to give you that profile in that sponsored section. And if you've ever clicked on any of that, if you were to click on any one of those businesses right now, it's not going to charge that business any money. So you don't have to worry about that. It does not charge per click or per call. It charges per qualified lead. And
okay.
above and beyond even what you've heard on podcasts, Local Splash is a partner directly to Google. So the way that we do it and the way the tools that we have to help our clients with it are completely different than tools that you would get just doing it on your own. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so from the top, the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get yourself and your organization background checked. Just to make sure you do qualify, how many face-to-face employees do you have?
I use subcontractors.
So you don't, there, okay, that's perfect. So you're the only one who's going to go on the application. I'm always clear about that. People who are using day workers, people who are using 1099, people who are using, not, you know, necessarily employees, don't put those people on your application because you can't speak as to whether or not they have a felony or not. And that brings me to my next question. Do you have any felonies?
Yeah, like right when I turned 18, I was just about to say that. Like, I was a dumbass when I was 18. I haven't gotten anything like that since then.
How many years ago?
Oh, shit.
How old are you?
15. I'm 33.
Okay, then it's fine. It's over 7 years. Okay.
Yeah,
so nothing
okay,
in the last 7 years, right?
No, not at all. I'm clean as a whistle these days.
Gotcha. I had a pass too. I had a pass too. So I understand. And Google understands too. They just want to make sure it's nothing recent.
Yeah.
That's all. And we'll make our rep aware of it when we're doing the application. Now, I wouldn't even offer you the application if I knew, if it was under 7 years, I would tell you absolutely not a good fit for you.
Yeah.
So you're going to pass. You have a state driver's license for Ohio?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a United States Social Security number?
I do.
Okay, I gotta ask everyone. Sometimes people get offended, but I gotta ask, cause again, I don't wanna charge you.
Especially these days.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? I don't wanna charge your account if you can't, if you don't have these items. So, do you also, Kyle, do you also have, there's no licensing requirement, but do you have $300K in general liability insurance?
I do. We have, $2 million.
Okay, perfect. So for all intents and purposes, you would pass. Application itself can take 4 to 8 weeks. Doesn't always or even usually take that long. I just have to let you know what terms and conditions state. Application itself is super quick to fill out. It's like, you know, 5 to 7 minutes. If you need help filling it out, my technician will even fill it out for you. You just have to give her your social security number. So then, once you're approved and you're in that Google Guaranteed section with your Google Guaranteed badge, you are now a Google Guaranteed provider. So what's the guarantee, right? The guarantee is to the general public. It's to the public that Kyle's company is tried and true, that Google backs it with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client, meaning if a client was ever super upset with you and you guys could not make it right, not just upset, but they have to prove that you did something wrong within the first 30 days, they would pay out up to $2,000 worth of insurance on behalf of your organization. So it's additional insurance for you. I've never had anybody have to take advantage of it. That's just what the guarantee is. And then what you're getting in return is qualified calls. So for example, you know, like if you've tried Angie's or Thumbtack or any of those type of organizations, you know the disadvantages are you share the leads, you share the spot, you share the calls, you have to chase them down.
That's where I get all my leads from right now. I work with Angie Leads and then Angie Services. And again, like I'd rather, you know, put money to Google to where I'm eventually getting eyes on my Google, you know, whether it's from the guarantee or organically. I'm just sick of, you know, Angie taking all my money.
She's taking it all, huh?
It works like it keeps me busy. That's why like I don't complain, but I'm ready to diversify at least.
Understood. Yeah, no, we're here to help. So the thing about this is that it when the calls come through, first of all, the listing is exclusive. It's coming directly to you. You don't share the leads. You don't share the spot. The leads, when the phone rings, it's the client on the other end of the phone. You're assigned a Google call tracking number, so you're going to know that it is one of those calls on the other end of the phone because your phone is going to ring and it's going to say LSA, local service ad, Google guarantee, when you pick the phone up.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's eliminating all the gobbledygook. And that call has to meet qualifications. Okay?
Yeah.
What I mean by that is if that is a sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, it's unqualified. If somebody is seeking employment with your company, if they're asking for a service you don't provide that is not listed on your service profile, or if they're asking for service outside of your service radius, Kyle, that's all unqualified.
Damn.
Okay.
Cool.
So the caller has to be asking for estimate over the phone, and you give estimate over the phone. Or the caller has to be requesting for you to come out and bid the job face-to-face. Those are the two instances that it's considered an actual qualified call. No other instances.
Nice.
Okay, and AI is listening to each one of those phone calls in order to ensure that it is a qualified call so that you're not charged. If one slips through the cracks, we do have the ability to dispute it directly with our rep at Google Guarantee. Now, getting down to the hard costs, once your Google Guarantee approved, you're going to pay an activation budget, which is going to be for 13 Google Guarantee leads. Your cost per lead is $48 per lead.
Okay.
And your activation budget is $628. It's going to sit in like what we call an escrow account almost. And as the leads come in and they're qualified, the $48 is going to come off of that. You do have the ability to bid higher if you want to show up at the top. Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, my team is going to say, call you up and say, hey, we're ready to activate, Kyle. Max lead bidding looks like this. Your competitors are paying $87 a lead for qualified leads in these areas. Would you want to compete at that level? If you do, you can pay $87 a lead. You don't have to increase the activation budget. It can stay where it's at. If you don't and you want to stay at $48 a lead, that's perfectly fine. You're still going to get leads. And we're just going to show you the advantages and disadvantages and how things are going. You have an entire marketing team that's going to ensure that you are showing up at the top, that you're where you want to be, and you're getting the quality of leads that you want. I'm going to tell you this. These leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of lead out there. That includes HomeAdvisor, Angie's, Thumbtack, Porch, and Networks. And the reason for that is that Google built this service to trump all other pay-per-lead services. This other pay-per-lead services, what they do, Kyle, is brilliant for their organization. They purchase Google ad clicks. They purchase clicks, and they resell you leads, and it's not even qualified.
Yeah.
Which you already know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah,
just so you understand how it's actually working, this is putting you into a primary position in the top sponsored section on the first page of Google, and those organizations aren't even allowed to list. In these sections, this is reserved for a small to medium-sized business owner like yourself.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
You ready to give it a shot?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So I currently have a visa on file ending in 8085. Do I have your permission to charge that, the $250 application fee?
Yes. And then,
okay.
And then will it, like, will the $600, is that based off of, will it kind of charge me $600 every time I run out of $600?
Well, we're going to be in contact with you. So, for example, say you also have the ability to pause or unpause leads. So, say you take on three leads. Okay, if it's left idle, if you don't touch it, if they're just rolling in, it's going to automatically bill the $628 monthly unless you say, hey, I want to increase or I want to decrease.
I just want to make sure I'm spending enough money on there. So, okay, yeah.
Right. Well, and we're going to be talking with you about that.
Okay.
Yeah, you can increase, you can decrease. But the other thing is this, is say you take on two or three leads and now you're booked for 6 weeks. You know, you can't take on anything else. You got three crews running and you're like, man, I'm like a man with my head cut off over here. I can't take on any more for a minute. You pause it. And when you pause it, your leads are off and you're not charged and your budget rolls over. Or say you take on, there's only five or six leads available in your area, which is it's probably in the winter maybe. You know what I mean? Yeah. Then it's gonna, and there's, you know, $400 left in your budget. So the next month it's only gonna charge the $228 to bring it up to
$628.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm charging that budget now. I'm sending out the application. I'm going to go ahead and schedule your onboarding call. It is important that we get this call. It's a 30-minute phone call. It doesn't even take 30 minutes. We block off 30 minutes, but it doesn't take that long. If you want to fill out application before, that's fantastic. If you want to fill out application with the technician, that's fine too. I have available appointment times all day today after, let's see, you're in Eastern. So I have 1:30, I have 2, I have 2:30, I have 5, 5:30, and 6. or tomorrow?
Let's see. It looks like I can do any time after 3.
After 3? Okay. Let me see what we've got. Okay, let me give you the 5. I'm going to give you the 5:30, 5 p.m. slot because there's a certain lady that I want you to work with. Her name is Bonnie, and she's super helpful.
Okay, cool.
Boarding. Okay, you're going to see the email come through. It's going to say GG onboarding. and this is just going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar for you. That way, it'll give you like a quick reminder right before the appointment. We're going to be calling from the 877 phone number to introduce you to the onboarding lady. If I am not available, she'll call on her own still from the 877 number, Kyle. I'm sending you application now. It's going to be labeled GG, Google Guarantee Application. And with the application, what's going to happen is you're going to go ahead and upload the Accord document for your insurance. You're going to input your personal information. And it is going to ask also that you put in the minimum monthly budget or activation budget. So I'm going to include that number in this email, just that way that you have it, okay?
Okay.
And then it's also going to ask for license. And your industry, your vertical, that's what they call a category, it does not require a license. So you can literally just put NA on that section, okay?
But if I have a... like a contractor's license, I should include it?
Ask Miss Bonnie that. Okay, that's a great question for her. Because sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no. It depends on the license and stuff like that, I think. So you just let her know, and she'll help you with that to make sure that we get the right, you know, because we don't want it. Sometimes if we're doing it and it's and they're not supposed to, then it can hold the application up. So we just want to ask her.
Jump through another hoop.
Exactly. Okay. So we just ask her, and if it's going to help you, by all means, yes, let's please add it. But since it's not required, we just want to ask her what's the best course of action.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, beautiful. All right, Kyle, you're good to go. Welcome to Google Guarantee, okay?
All right, appreciate you.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, you have a good one. Thank you so
you
much.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.